Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where it's not too much to say that what has been going on in Ukraine has been a bloodbath, and not just for Ukrainians. At least 40,000 Russian troops, now estimated by the United Kingdom's defense ministry to be dead in combat. But it's not the only bloodbath we would be looking forward to. According to Joel Kotkin, there is a coming bloodbath for Democrats, not because of cruelty or conniving or destructiveness or bloodlust on the part of their Republican opponents, but because of the Democrats' own suicidal incompetence. Joel Kotkin was described by the New York Times as America's Uber geographer. He is a fellow at Chapman University in Orange, California, and executive director of the Houston-based Urban Reform Institute. It's been a pleasure having him on the show before, and we're pleased to welcome him back. First of all, can you make clear that you're not one of those people who believes that the Democratic Party is evil from top to bottom and deserves to be liquidated? You're not one of them?
No, I'm not one of the, I'm not a right wing Stalinist. you know, what I do think is we need a Democratic Party that offers a good alternative, so that we have a good debate instead of fighting over issues that are either completely destructive to the country's economy or destructive to its social order. And I think that there's no contradiction between being a patriotic American, even a patriotic American nationalist, and being a Democrat. You should be able to do it. I would say that you would say that about Harry Truman. You certainly would say it about Roosevelt. You certainly would say it about Johnson. And I think to some extent
Scoop
you could
Jackson,
have said it about
Scoop
Bill
Jackson.
Clinton. Well, sure, Scoop Jackson. I mean, now the problem that I see in the Democratic Party, because I'm still fairly connected there, is that You people are afraid to break with any of the orthodoxies. It's this intersectionality, which I'm sure you've dealt with on your show, where if I take a stance on climate that's not the power, you know, the sort of accepted conventional wisdom, I can't be a part of anything. Whereas Republicans, they still do some of the same things. And I think, frankly, this country would be better off if the people elected to Congress represented the people who elected them and not one ideological lobby or another.
1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. You speak a lot, and it's so relevant to this struggle in Ukraine. You speak a lot in your column about the efforts by the Biden administration to curtail petroleum and fossil fuel production because of their climate change obsession. Is that a winning issue for Democrats, is it?
Not according to the polling. About 80% of Americans, including 80% of Democrats, are smarter than the smart set in Washington. They know that for the time being, A, we're going to rely on fossil fuels probably at least till 2050 for a large amount. There's just no way of going any other way unless you go nuclear, which they don't want. And what you're going to see is also, and this is relevant to the Russian situation, for the United States to we could have been sort of the substitute on natural gas. We could have been the substitute for oil for the European countries, that feel threatened, and obviously many of the poorer countries. The reality is that what drives me completely nuts is that we're going to sit there and let China build, hundreds of new coal plants, and basically not even participate in this game until the Western world has become a vacation spot for wealthy Chinese.
Uh-huh. And by the way, you heard about this $700 million yacht, that Russian yacht that they just discovered in Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah, which may in fact belong to Putin himself.
Well, I mean, look, we have, but, you know, we sent him a lot of signals that we weren't serious. Now, I think Putin, somebody should have said to him, you know, if you go and you start seeing pictures of, you know, civilians being killed and stuff like that, it's not going to turn out very well. But, you know, the reality is the only hope long term against Russia and China, which I can call the duopoly, the authoritarian duopoly, is to strengthen our energy and natural resource sector against Russia and our manufacturing sector against China. And we have to recognize that China's industrial sector increasingly depends on Russian raw materials to drive it.
And yet, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal, which I'm sure you saw, Joel Kotkin, the piece about the difference in alliances. And
yes,
when you look at China right now, major world power, a second largest economy in the world, but their allies are North Korea, Russia, kind of, sort of, and beyond that, it doesn't go very far. And when the United States has Japan and South Korea and Germany and France and the United Kingdom and Canada and Australia, I mean, Australia is now spending more on military. It's trying to develop a space program. But Democrats, at least the Democrats that you write about who are causing this bloodbath, they're opposed to any of that strengthening of what is called the West. Are they clearly on the right side, even on something as fundamental as that conflict between the West and the dictatorships?
Well, let me put it this way. I think we've seen a significant migration among liberals from what would have been a nationalist position where, you know, we disagree with conservatives about how we make the country strong, but making the country strong is what matters. I think a large part of the left wing of the Democratic Party now, if not anti-American, is indifferent and sees, you know, if you start off with the assumption that America is an evil country based on, you know, two terrible things, which is slavery and what happened with Native peoples, you know, but that's the American story. So why should anyone die for that? You know, the fact of the matter is that in the past, people who were themselves being discriminated against served. You know, I had the honor of interviewing the 442nd
Regimental
Battalion
Combat Team.
There were a lot of the veterans. I'm old enough to have been able to interview the veterans. These people were not anti-American, and they had lots of reasons to feel that way.
Yeah, and you're talking about the Japanese Americans who fought so heroically. I believe it was still the most decorated regiment in the war, or very close to it. Joel, are you expecting Republican victories in both the House and the Senate coming up in November?
Well, I think the House is pretty. I would be an incredible shock if they didn't take the House. The Senate may be, you know, more of a contest. I mean, the big factor, frankly, that helps, the one thing that will help the Democrats, two things will help the Democrats. One, some rallying around the president in this war situation, although he's such a poor communicator, I'm not sure he could do it. And the other one is Donald Trump, I mean, who's, you know, clearly off the rails now and is making it very difficult for electable Republicans to win in any sort of contested district.
Joel Kotkin, his piece, The Coming Bloodbath of the Democrats. It's provocative, to be sure. And speaking of provocative, he just mentioned President Trump. President Trump is launching a huge, I mean huge, lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. Based on what and why, we'll tell you coming right up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with life.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
There are questions of timing for President Trump's lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. And by the way, it's not just Hillary Clinton. Wait till you hear. In the run-up to the 2016 presidential election, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to this nation's democracy, says the beginning of the 108-page lawsuit, which was filed yesterday in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida. And why was it filed there? Because the injured party in the lawsuit, according to this legal action, was Donald Trump, and he, of course, is now an official resident of Florida. The lawsuit alleges that the defendants fabricated ties between the Trump campaign and Russia to, quote, trigger an unfounded federal investigation and ignite a media frenzy. In addition to Mrs. Clinton, the lawsuit, which is for at least $26 million, in addition to Mrs. Clinton and the DNC, the lawsuit names 26 other defendants, including former DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Mrs. Clinton's 2016 campaign chairman John Podesta, former FBI director James Comey, along with former FBI officials Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, and Andrew McCabe, plus the research firm Fusion GPS, among many others. It also lists 20 unnamed fictitious, is what they use. They have a little sick after that. I think they have been fictitious and unknown defendants. In the lawsuit, Mr. Trump said that he was forced to incur expenses in excess of $24 million in addition to the loss of current and future business opportunities. A special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Russian interference in the 2016 presidential campaign found several links between that effort and the Trump campaign, but no conspiracy between the two. A number of Trump associates were convicted as a result of the Mueller probe, including one-time campaign manager Paul Manafort, who, by the way, was a former campaign manager for Vladimir Putin's candidate in Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych. And Manafort made millions working for Russian oligarchs and Ukrainian politicians. Longtime political advisor Roger Stone was also convicted of obstruction, witness tampering, and lying to the Congress. Both were later pardoned by Mr. Trump. Now, look, there are many people in the Trump camp who are going to say, well done, wow, finally somebody's socking it to Hillary Clinton, and they're finally going to be able to lock her up or at least bankrupt her by making her pay for all the damage she did to Trump. The difficulty here is whether you believe this lawsuit is justified or not, that the chances for success in this lawsuit are nil. Absolutely nil. And as a political act, it is insane. Why is it insane? Because the one biggest factor that Trump has working against him for his campaign in 2024 is the idea that people are sick of hearing about the stolen election. And this is not even about that. This is about the election that he won. It's okay to be a sore loser, I guess, but it's not okay to be a sore winner. He won the election against Hillary, and him claiming that she is somehow responsible for cooking up this whole conspiracy that charged him on false charges when there was a thorough investigation, and they said nothing like that. And the John Durham investigation that is also going on, can we stop with investigating the campaign of 2016? Trump won. It was eventually legally accepted by everybody that he won. And he then had his presidency. And then he had another shot at re-election. And to keep going over campaigns of the past, that one that he won and one that he lost, is not a way to give the American people hope for the future. There's also something that gives me a little bit of hope for the future, and some of it for the immediate future. And it has to do with the very likely confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson. And there's a column, excellent column, by Randy Barnett, who is a law professor at Georgetown and a conservative laws professor at Georgetown. And he picks out elements of her testimony that also struck me. And you'll remember I said to you on the air, she is sounding on the issue of constitutional originalism and on the issue of whether we have a living constitution or not. She denied a living constitution. In her testimony, and this is Randy Barnett's column in the Wall Street Journal, not the New York Times, Wall Street Journal. In her testimony, Judge Jackson said that adherence to text requires a judge to figure out what these words mean as they were intended by the people who wrote them. So at this point, I'm looking at original documents. I'm focusing on the original public meaning because I'm constrained to interpret the text. This is an apt description, writes Professor Barnett, of originalist interpretation, which was introduced and developed by Justice Scalia. Moreover, Judge Jackson expressly disclaimed living constitutionalism, which infuses, in quotes, the document with my own policy perspective, or the policy perspective of the day. Why does this matter? First and foremost, writes Professor Barnett, it legitimates originalism. The prevailing interpretive frame for interpreting the Constitution is now very clearly looking back through history, Judge Jackson testified this week. That is now the way in which constitutional interpretation is done. As Ed Whalen of the Ethics and Public Policy Center observed, when the next Republican president nominates the next conservative nominee, it's going to be very tough for Democrats to object that the nominee is an originalist. And that puts him out of the mainstream. Yes, especially when Ketanji Brown Jackson comes across as an originalist. And it's not that she is a perfect exponent of that point of view. It's just that she is promoting that point of view right now. And what that signifies to me is that given the fact that we have President Biden, who emphatically is not originalist, who's appointed this woman, this is the best nominee we're ever going to get from a Biden administration. And someone with a family with a background, deep backgrounds in law enforcement, someone who's endorsed by police chiefs and by people in law enforcement. It seems to me that it is a good thing for the country that of all the people that Biden could have picked, he picked one who actually agrees with Justice Scalia on a lot of issues. We have issues of Hollywood coming up, with the Oscars coming up, in just 2 days. We'll get to that on the Medved Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump is now suing Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats, alleging they tried to smear his name and rig that election by tying his campaign to Russia. Trump's attorney, Alina Habba, on Newsmax.
The wonderful thing about this lawsuit is that most of it is fact, already proven through many investigations. Donald Trump is not a target. And if you're going to come after him, he's going to fight back. And the days of him taking it, they're not happening anymore.
The suit seeks compensatory and punitive damages of over $24 million. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said he will not support the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. McConnell made the statement on the Senate floor as the Senate Judiciary Committee held its fourth and final days of hearings for Jackson. A Twitter post reaffirmed his opposition, saying, "I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court." This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved Show. I have reviewed virtually all of the films that are being considered for major Oscars this year. Part of the job, and sometimes it's even pleasant because some of these films are pretty good. You can actually get access to those reviews every week. Today, one of the reviews that you'll hear, if you got our newsletter. It comes out every Friday. It's completely free. There's no obligation. There's no cost at all. And today we review, and we're going to be reviewing it just moments from now. We review the new movie with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum. The movie's called The Lost City. And Brad Pitt makes an appearance, as does Daniel Radcliffe, the former Harry Potter. Is it worth seeing? Well, you can find out. And by the way, you can find out very easily because as a MedHead Plus member, if you join our website, a premium website, you have access not only to more than 100 different history shows that can help inform you about the background of anything that's free. You also have free access to movie reviews going back. It's about 10 years now, isn't it, Jeremy, that we have all those reviews up there? But Yeah, it's 2009. So it's more than 10 years. 13 years worth of movie reviews. Now, I'm not suggesting you listen to all those reviews, though they're blessedly short. But it can it can set you up for the weekend and things that are worth viewing and not so worth viewing. And it's, again, totally free to people who join as a MedHead member at the cost of 22 cents a day. What a bargain. Also a bargain, when you go to our website, you can get information about high-tech investment opportunities that are extraordinary with the crowdsourcing investment company, which emphasizes high-tech investments in Israel, which have already changed not just the Middle East but the world. Check it out. It's my brother's company, Our Crowd. Look for the banner for Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. Okay, the Oscars hit the world Sunday evening, and it's going to be a much more glamorous and, I think, successful and entertaining telecast than last year's train wreck of an Oscar. And a train wreck, which was not such a bad movie, that Amy Schumer movie, and Amy Schumer is one of the three hosts. The three hosts, three women who can be very amusing, Regina Hall and Amy Schumer and Wanda Sykes. And one of the things that's going to be fascinating about this year's Oscars is if you look at the nominees and if you look at the presenters, if you look at the hosts, this is the first year in 4 years, they took a break from having a host to the Oscar ceremony. And, I mean, Billy Crystal's still active, and they could still call him, but they had that all kinds of problems with Kevin Hart about when he was originally designated a host a couple of years ago. Now they have three hosts, but what they don't have is they are not going to have any problems with racial representation because they're very careful about it now. And if you actually look at some of the nominees, they are very diverse. Most of the movies nominated for Best Picture are good movies. Some of them even close to great movies. But the one that is, it seems to me, most powerfully overrated is The Power of the Dog. Now, if you have participated in some kind of Oscar pool, you probably bet on Power of the Dog to win Best Picture and a bunch of other things, maybe Best Actor as well. I don't think it'll win either one. And the reason I don't is because for Best Picture, they have now instituted ranked voting. And what that means is that you mark every picture down as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so that you add up the total number of votes. So if you get a dominant number of second-place votes, it's very possible that you will end up being the winner. The reason I don't think Power of the Dog will win is because it's controversial. There are some people who really don't like it, and I don't. And by the way, what the reason I dislike the film is you can watch the whole thing, and then you have to go back and talk to somebody to figure out what even is supposed to have happened. And I know that's intriguing, and the acting is very good, and the scenery is very good, and Jane Campion will probably win Best Director. But it's very frustrating for the average moviegoer. The film that I think is more likely to prevail tomorrow night is Coda, which is a lovely film. It's a little film. It's low budget. It has no well-known stars except for Marlee Matlin, who won an Oscar all those years ago for Children of a Lesser God. She is the most famous deaf actress in the world, but there are others in this film, because what the film is about is it's about a fishing family in Gloucester, Massachusetts, not based on a true story, but sort of puts together a series of two stories where the mother and the father and the oldest child are all deaf, and they communicate with sign language, but they have one daughter, played by Emilia Jones, who's a rising star, who loves singing and wants to be a singer and wants to go to Berklee College of Music in Boston. And that's basically your plot, but they're wonderful performances. And that Coda, which only opened and was seen by a handful of people before the end of last year, has already won at the Producers Guild. They have won the Screen Actors Guild Award for Best Ensemble Cast. And very often those previous winners are predictive. But I think it will be particularly so here because no one is going to vote negatively on Coda. Because it's just a very touching, likable, lovable film about people who are incredibly vivid on screen. And there are some people who are going to dislike Power of the Dog. So even if Power of the Dog ends up with more first place votes because of the ranked voting, look for Coda to win. The other likely winners, it seems to me, probably Will Smith for King Richard for Best Actor. And I would guess that Penelope Cruz from Parallel Mothers, who almost nobody saw, it's a film in Spanish and it's about characters in Spain. She's wonderful in the film and the film is very intriguing. I hope she wins and I think she will. Troy Kotsur from Coda is likely to win for Best Supporting Actor. And everybody agrees on the great Anita in West Side Story, Ariana DeBose, that she will win. Jane Campion, who has been doing interesting movies for a number of years, she lost to Steven Spielberg the year of Schindler's List, which, of course, is a remarkable film. She did The Piano. She is likely to win for Power of the Dog. And then the animated feature. The heavy Oscar favorite is Encanto. It's been a very successful film. I actually would vote for one of the other Pixar pictures that is up for Best Animated Feature, for Luca, which I think was a more satisfying and touching and watchable film. That and more. The big new movies for this week. We mentioned Sandra Bullock in The Lost City. There's another film called The Infinite Storm with Naomi Watts, which is remarkable. But why? We'll tell you about it coming up on The Medved Show.
America loves him.
Americans love a winner.
Hollywood hates him.
You're a cheap, lousy, dirty, stinking mug!
Michael Medved.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just like the Russians and all of the experts greatly underestimated the Ukrainian ability to resist, to fight, to overcome, let's hope that some of the weather forecasts are less than accurate and that we do not have a drizzly, dank, and dark weekend up here in Seattle, because there could be enough dismal, dank, and dark passages in the Oscars ceremony. I actually do think it will be much better this year on Sunday than it was last year at the train station. And this always happens. They always figure that there's a little bit more interest just naturally in movies on the weekend of Oscars. So they open a pretty big movie. Though generally this time of year, because nobody remembers these films when it comes for time for Oscar consideration next year, you don't have such big movies. The big movie this weekend is called The Lost City, and it stars Sandra Bullock. She's also one of the producers. She plays a romance novelist who is going on book tour together with a hunky, think Fabio, if you remember him. It's a model who poses as a hero bare-chested in the covers for the novels that she writes. And they're supposed to be going out on this book tour together, but she gets kidnapped by a billionaire bad guy, played by Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, who thinks that she can provide him the key to a magical, mystical treasure trove, think Raiders of the Lost Ark kind of thing, or Romancing the Stone, which the film reminds you of. And she has to then count on this dim-witted cover model for her books to rescue her in The Lost City.
Loretta Sage is missing.
I'm going to rescue her. I just want her to think of me as more than a cover model.
Alan, what are you doing here?
We're here to save you. I'm certified. I'm CPR. I'm certified CrossFit. I have snacks.
After that!
This is like your book. We're on a Love, More, and Dash adventure right now. I'm going to help you out a little bit.
Let's go.
Okay, Channing Tatum is occasionally pretty funny. There is a sequence involving leeches and his private part. when they are trying to escape. And this reminds you of another film, African Queen. In fact, this film is so referential to different movies that have preceded it that it's something of a distraction. Sandra Bullock's always watchable, even in films that aren't very good. And this one isn't very good, because there's no reason, if you're going to make a movie like this, that you have to make the conspiracy at the center of the film so preposterous and so non-credible. The best part of the movie, Brad Pitt. He turns up as sort of a hired protector a service. And he's actually very funny in the movie. And I think most of the genuine laughs go to Brad Pitt. But he's not in the film that much. Not enough to make it deeply worth your while. It feels longer than it is. And particularly when there's that extra sort of maybe it's a prelude to a sequel that comes in the middle of the credits. It's rated PG-13. For some sex references, some partial male nudity, and some dangerous situations and stylized violence with car crashes and explosions and things of that nature. 2 stars for The Lost City. A much better film, I mean, in terms of absolutely gripping you from beginning to end, is a film called Infinite Storm. And it's about a real-life incident from 2010 where a veteran hiker, and who had actually been a volunteer rescue hiker in New Hampshire, in the White Mountains, goes up the mountain. It's a 6-mile hike, and she has a real risk of losing her life up there. To tell you in advance, because the movie lets you know in advance. She didn't. But she was stopped by a mysterious individual who may have been trying to kill himself, and then she works against the elements and against time to try to bring him to safety. Naomi Watts is sensational in the film. Infinite Storm, listen.
Mountains always listen and never talk back.
Watch the weather.
I will. I'm not going to make it. I have to turn back.
Hello there!
Hey, my name's Pam, and I'm going to get you out of here.
I'm done.
I'm not leaving you.
We're not going to make it.
We need to move.
I want to go home.
Save the tears.
Okay, Save the Tears. It's a fascinating film from a very gifted Polish director. One of the miracles about this film is it was filmed in Slovenia, in the mountains in Europe. It looks very much like the White Mountains of New Hampshire. I've hiked some of those trails, but never gotten caught in an infinite storm. It's one of those films that is impossible to look away. It focuses on little details of survival and physical challenge. And it also ends up with a spiritual message. Part of the problem with the film is there is an episode in the past that is told in flashbacks, which you don't find out about till the very end. But when it comes, it's a payoff and the pieces fit together. 3 stars, rated R, not just for danger and some injury and some very harsh language, but for, in flashbacks, some nudity. Windfall is the third of the films we're covering this week. It's on Netflix. Infinite Storm is in theaters, and of course, Lost City is in theaters. Windfall on Netflix is a film where a tech billionaire played by Jesse Plemons from Power of the Dog and many other films. Jesse Plemons is married to a glamorous Lily Collins as his wife, and they're going out for a kind of enjoyable weekend off to a vacation home. But when they get there, there's a mysterious stranger who feels, played by Jason Segel, who's outstanding in the movie, who feels that he is owed some kind of recompense from this tech billionaire. It's a windfall, and it's rated very much R. Listen.
This guy breaks into my house
and you just sit down on the couch. Sit down on the...
Okay, but how about you let go of my wife first? I've had to hold his hand and help him rob us.
I want $150,000.
You think that's enough?
Yeah, I think you're probably going to want more than that.
I can get you the money tomorrow.
I owe you something, right?
You owe a debt to a hell of a lot more people than just me.
Okay, it's a hostage-taking movie where it unfolds over the course of about 24 hours, a little bit more than that, with the billionaire trying to get the money to pay off the stranger, and you have no idea what the stranger really has in mind. The performances make the film watchable. There are elements that are very implausible, and there's an ending that's very frustrating. It's one of those films that it's very tough to look away because the acting is so good all around, particularly by Jason Segel, who's been a very fine comic actor, but this is could be one of his darkest, most serious roles. It is a rated R for lots of sex references and a great deal of very harsh language and some really very chilling violence toward the end of the movie. 2.5 stars for Windfall. Okay, coming up on Monday, there is a second editorial in National Review. There have been two of them now. About why people should look beyond Trump as a choice for representing the Republican Party in 2024. And why is that? Well, I mean, maybe the lawsuit that Trump has just announced could be part of the explanation. But it's a very controversial proposition. Is Trump the very best candidate Republicans could field or the very worst? We'll be debating that on Monday. And we aren't just watching the decline of the Oscars if we watch on Sunday night. Ross Douthat says we're watching the end of movies. And then there's this. We're all working on getting our taxes ready or beginning to work on that or maybe finishing work. 57% of all U.S. households paid nothing in federal taxes last year. Is that a problem? Actually, I kind of think it is. We'll talk about why Monday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.